You're listening to Good Evening Wilson. Now, I don't know how to tell you, it's been a bit, well, damp, would you say, Peter, this month?
Definitely.
Very damp. Wettest June on record, apparently. But the floods in the river valleys across Wales, well, they make you wonder whether events like these are exceptional or whether we should be expecting them from time to time. Well, let's talk to Simon Haslett, who's Professor of Physical Geography and Associate Pro Vice Chancellor of the University of Wales. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
So are they exceptional or, you know, these things just do happen?
Yes, they do happen from time to time. And the nature of natural hazards is that they vary in their frequency. So we may get a spate of flood events over a close space number of years, but then go decades without seeing anything. And that's just the nature of cycles that we see in the natural world.
And it's not climate change, because there's a difference between climate and weather, as Derek keeps telling me.
There is indeed, yes. Yeah, weather is what we experience every day, and climate is the trends that we experience over when it's averaged over a longer period of time. And the issue of climate change may be that, and we're only modelling climate change at the moment and what it may how it may impact on the natural environment. But what it may do, and what people think it might do, is increase the magnitude of events, so that when we do have the events, they will be more damaging, perhaps more widespread, and that the frequency of natural hazards, such as flooding and storm surges as well at the coastline, the gap between them may become shorter. So under climate change, in global warming, we may anticipate that these natural hazards may become more frequent and of a higher magnitude when they do occur.
So I suppose kind of planning and housing doesn't help really, does it? Because there's pressure on housing at the moment and pressure to build more housing. So we're building on floodplains, which is not going to be a good idea when you get a month's worth of rain in a day now and again.
No, absolutely. I mean, the word floodplains means that these areas
yes,
are
there's
flood.
There's a clue.
And they're prone to flooding. But, they may go decades without a significant flood. But then, you know, then eventually a big flood will come along and damage the houses that are built in the meantime. So it's not a good idea to build on floodplains. And we get a little bit smug at times to think that we can keep the floodwaters back by building flood defences up to the height of the last known biggest flood. But of course, you can have a bigger flood than the last one, which will overtop. And we see that time and time again, both in rivers and along the coastline.
So we can't really plan for it. Can we?
We can plan for it. We can plan not to build on floodplains, and that's one thing we can do. But it is very difficult, and there is a demand on space, so it's not clear what we can actually do.
Historically, excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. Do you want to take over, Pete? I can't speak.
I'm sorry. this is a rare occasion.
It's a rare occasion.
That's, my dear. So, Simon, the thing about this is that it doesn't matter what you say. We're all going to sit back and think, well, blimey, you know, it's a terrible year, and there's always going to be terrible years.
Yes. Of course, we can have exceptions. But we have in the last 5 or 6 years, we've had a series of wet summers, and we seem to be going, it seems to be a sort of a trend at the moment for these wet summers where we have summer flooding, and of course it's having an impact on agriculture as well as on housing and so on, and also on wildlife which nest in these floodplain areas, which of course are being decimated every time it floods.
Mm. And it's going to continue to be wet by the sound of it. Simon, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Simon Haslett, Professor of Physical Geography.